God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen and lift us up as we live as his children here in the world. Among many kinds of dangers, pitfalls, the word of God this morning is the Old Testament lesson. When God and Abram are talking together. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your great reward. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. So far, God's word. I want you to think about trust. I want you to think about faith. I want you to think about belief. I want you to think about those three things as wrapped up in hope and trust. Sometimes we're a people who don't trust. Trust me is kind of language we use at times when we want people to believe in what we say. Trust me. Trust the words that I speak. Trust the actions that I do. And yet, when God says things, we don't trust him. If he says, I will be with you, I will never forsake you, the next words out of our mouth is, you know, I got to do everything myself. God says, trust me. Trust me, even though everything seems to fall apart. Trust me. Two young boys walked into the dentist's office. And the larger of the boys said to the dentist, we have a tooth to be removed. We don't want any gas. We don't want any anesthetic. We don't want anything. And the dentist stood there and he said, okay, show me your tooth. The larger boy looked at Tommy and he said, Tommy, show him your tooth. Sometimes we're like the younger boy. We don't have trust. We mix everything up. We want God to come down and stand right in front of us and tell us, look at me. We're like Thomas. When Thomas was in the upper room with the disciples, and the disciples had said before, you know, after the Lord had appeared to the disciples and Thomas wasn't there, he said, I will not believe unless I see him. And so Jesus comes down. He's there with his disciples. And he says to Thomas, put your finger in my hand. Put your hand in my side. Stop disbelieving and believe. And Thomas' response was, my Lord and my God. Jesus' response to that was, you see me and you believe. Blessed are those who do not see me and yet believe. But that belief, that trust in God, it grows very quickly. Very quickly when we have trials and tribulations. We say all the right things. We do all the right things. But in the back of our mind, we're saying, okay, why this, Lord? Why did this happen to me now? I'm just getting back from getting better. My limbs are starting to heal. And all of a sudden, I fell and I broke a leg. I broke something else. Where were you? Where are you? Because we need a safe harbor. We need our Lord there to be with us. We can suffer many things. Isolation, rejection, anxiety, worry. We worry about where things are going to come from. We worry when we go to the grocery store and that item that we need so desperately is not there and the shelf is clean. When are we going to get it? Or we worry when we call in to the pharmacy for our prescription and they call back and say, sorry, we don't have enough. We may get some next week, but you'll have to call us then. We worry. We are filled with anxiety. We aren't like Abram when he stood before the Lord and he said, yo, Lord, what's going to happen? I don't have any child to pass on my inheritance to. I don't have a son. And the Lord said, don't worry, Abram. You're going to have a son. You're going to pass on that inheritance to your son. But you know, Abram's just like us. He said, yeah, right, Lord. I don't see anything, and Sarah is not pregnant, so where's that son going to come from? And God is saying, Abram, settle down. Settle down. Just trust. And I will do it. And remember, Abram had Isaac. And even in that biblical account of Abraham and Isaac, and remember that? Where he took the fire and Isaac up to the altar, and he was going to sacrifice Isaac, his only son, to the Lord. You know, Abraham still didn't trust the Lord. And yet the Lord did not go away from him. The Lord does not go away from us either. The Lord is there. He is in our lives. He's in His Word. He's in His presence here. And in a few minutes when we take the sacrament of the Lord Jesus Christ, His body given and His blood shed, God is in the midst of our lives. He's cleansing us from that sin. He's cleansing us from our doubt. He's cleansing us from our anxiety and our worry. Because He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says through the prophet Isaiah, do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. He grabs hold of us and He brings us near to us. We suffer many kinds of anxious moments, many moments of worry, especially when a loved one is stricken with either heart or kidney or stroke or cancer or death that is looking us in the face. We worry. When my father was diagnosed with lung cancer, and he had chemo, and he was going through radiation therapy. I talked to one doctor, and I said, this was the days before HIPAA, so doctors could talk to people about their loved ones. And I said, well, doctor, I want to know what's happening. And we're going to celebrate Christmas with Dad in December. And he was real candid with me. He says, you might not, so you should make the best of the moments. So each and every day after that, I was worried that the next shoe was going to fall. But we were able to celebrate Christmas with Dad. The worries continued, and yet God came down in His Word and said, do not be anxious or worried, because I will be with you. He strengthens us. He strengthens us with that word. He strengthens us with the presence of people. He strengthens us as we come and grab hold of Jesus, who's invisible to us. But we walk by faith, not by sight. That's what Paul says in his second letter to the Corinthian church at the fifth chapter. He is also relying on God and telling us that we walk by faith. We walk by faith so much that a church official was asked, you know, if God told you to walk through a brick wall, would you? And that church official says, yes, I would, because I walk by faith. And I know that God would provide a hole in that brick that I would pass through. Now that's immense faith. We have that strong faith too. Sometimes it erodes. Sometimes it goes down into the deep valley. But we have that faith. We have that faith that God is going to be standing there and taking hold of our hands. And we're going to sing that hymn at the end of our service. Precious Lord, take my hand. Precious Lord is there and he grabs hold of us to bring us through the fire, to bring us through the anxiety and the worry. And as he does, there's a strange thing that happens. He gives us power. He gives us strength to share that with other people, to share that with those around us. There was an immense, an enormous witness that I saw this last week. I was involved in two funerals that I was helping with, like her funeral. Wednesday, we had a funeral for a young man, 39, who died in a tragic motorcycle accident. He was a member of a motorcycle group. I never heard of it before, but probably you have. It's called Sons of Silence. I was amazed at the number of those cyclists that came for the visitation and for the service on Wednesday. They came from Colorado, Illinois, South Dakota, Missouri. You name the state, they came from there. They came from there to be with that family that suffered a death. They were witnesses. You know, you watch all these guys and gals come in and you kind of look at them and, okay. But they were there. And they were very thankful that, and they thanked us for being there. And it was an amazing witness. I bring that up because we are witnesses. We are witnesses of the fact that Jesus died and Jesus rose again. We didn't see him with our naked eye, but we see him through our eye of faith. We see him as he gives to us his body. We see him as he gives to us his blood, as he strengthens us, and that he emboldens us to reach out to other people, to reach out to those who we know that don't know Jesus, or those who are on the fringe of faith, to share with them the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as we trust in God, we trust that he will give us that strength. We trust that he will be with us in our lives. We trust because that's what God has given to us as well, in the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.